During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
Well, first off, Ashley, congrats again. Obviously, we talked after the finale, but I'm sure it's really sunk in over the last week or so. Is that true?
Yes, definitely a little bit. It still hasn't completely sunk in yet because it's kind of just an unreal thing. I mean, you leave for the show, I quit my job, and all of a sudden I won. It's pretty crazy, but it's sinking in a little bit more for sure.
Yeah. And I know you've done some interviews. And I asked the fans, like, any lingering questions? So that's sort of what I wrote down here. But yeah, have you watched, how much of the season have you watched in the last
week? 2.5 episodes.
Okay.
So not much. I haven't had that much time. I watched the finale that first because I just wanted to relive that and see everybody's faces and emotions and stuff because I heard Rachel and Will had a really sweet moment when Morgan walked out and it was really, really cute to watch. And then I've watched episodes 1 and 2 going into 3. So that's it. So finale and 2.5 episodes. So not very much.
Listen, you got a lot going on. That's a huge undertaking.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I guess since, being out of the house, what is one of the things that you feel like people still maybe misunderstand about your game? Are you feeling like people are understanding you more now that you're out? Or do you think there's still some stuff that people misunderstand?
I feel like people are understanding it a lot more. I feel like the interviews help, the clips going viral of live feeds and people editing live feeds to make a montage of my gameplay is definitely helping for sure. I've seen a lot of people being like, oh my gosh, what? I didn't see this in the edit. This is crazy. I totally see why she won now. So I think that's really nice to see and be appreciated in that sense for sure.
For sure. In terms of, how it was portrayed on TV, you didn't get to see much of it. Any, I guess, thoughts of how you were portrayed versus what you remember?
Definitely.
Okay.
Just in the first 2 episodes, yes, definitely things were portrayed very different than they happened, especially the shower thing. He actually invited me to shower and doubled down on it. Even when I was I don't know, it doesn't feel right since you haven't showered yet. He was no, please, please shower. Please go grab your stuff from downstairs. I don't want to shower right now. I want to unpack my things. I don't feel like it. They cut that all out, so that surprised me. And also probably the scene where I'm the going into the veto meeting. I was waiting my turn. I was the fifth person in line to shower, waited my turn patiently, finally got in the shower, and then the veto meeting was called. We didn't know the time it was going to be called. So I don't like how that was portrayed. That's definitely different than reality. So those are the few things I've seen in the first 2 episodes that are very different than how they actually happen.
It's crazy that we're just we're talking so much about showers in this scenario, but it's a social game, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
That part shocked me too, about how much things were mentioned and how it kept continuing. That definitely surprised me, but it is what it is. At the end of the day, I still won the prize, so I don't even care, but it's definitely interesting. And I've seen also clips of how I was portrayed throughout the season. I'm like, okay, they kind of took out the strategy part. I feel like I was more of a comedic relief character, which is fine. I like being funny and sweet. That's fine. But
I was going to say, what was your reaction? There's a lot of funny memes and lighthearted. Yeah. They weren't negative, but there's some good ones. What do you think?
Yes. Yes. There are definitely some good ones. That's why I'm I don't mind. I would rather be portrayed as someone funny and sweet than someone mean or a villain. So I'm fine with that because there are other people from my cast who did not come out with as much love as I did. So I'm definitely grateful for that. The memes shocked me. The one in the drink.
Yes. It's
that
so good.
One
shocked me. It's so good.
I didn't really know about the live feeds coming into the show. I knew about it, but I've never watched a live feed in my life. So I thought they were only on when multiple people are in the room. I had no idea that they're just on 24/7 all day long, no matter what, even if you're alone. That shocked me. And I'm pretty sure I was checking out my teeth in the mirror because I lost my Invisalign tray. And so every day I was checking my teeth to see if my teeth shifted.
Oh
But it was funny seeing that. It was funny seeing how much the scene about the Jimmy vote was
gosh.
viral. That was really
I
funny.
was gonna say, did you even hear Julie being like,
I didn't hear
no.
her say no. I literally like changed my vote and walked out. Like I did not hear her say anything. So seeing the memes of me like running or like walking really fast and it being like no, I'm like I missed that.
It was funny.
It was really
I
funny.
do want to see, yeah, someone had a question about that early game. Like, you won that veto when you needed to win it. Had you not won that, did you have a plan to like get yourself out of that tricky situation?
I definitely would have tried to win the blockbuster, which I honestly think I would have had a really good chance because that one was like a spot the difference type of blockbuster, and I'm really good at that type of scheme. And I think that was kind of what the veto was. The veto was kind of like being able to spot the difference in patterns. So had I not won the veto, I most likely would have won the blockbuster, considering the veto was very similar to the blockbuster. However, I think my plan would have just been if I was next to Zay, kind of emphasizing how he has so many connections with the strong men in the house and kind of trying to rally the women together, which I honestly think would have worked. I think I would have gotten the same votes as Amy had I been sitting next to Zay. Now, had I been sitting next to Amy, that would have been a very tough hole to crawl out of just because Amy was definitely less threatening. She was less of a target that week than me. But I would have had to kind of try to rely on, unfortunately, her connection with Rachel and saying, them two are a duo. I'm not in a duo. My duo at the time was Amy, but if we were next to each other, then it's like, okay, well, if she goes home, I don't have anyone. I'm easy, I'll be easy to work with in the house. I'll have that connection. It's like taking a shot at Rachel. I think that unfortunately would have been my plan, but I would have hoped I was sitting next to Zay and not Amy for sure.
Yeah, I get that. People want to know about that week eight vote, Vince voting for you instead of Mickey. I feel like he did promise her his vote, but Vince also promised a lot of things, so it still was surprising in the moment. Do you know what happened there?
I don't. I think you know what? We just didn't ever vibe the entire season. We were never close. I never talked anything personal with him. I never even really talked with him one-on-one. Maybe three times or four I can think of the entire season. We mostly would talk with Morgan or with like other people. So I think it was just that he seeing the clips, how upset he was that I was in the game and how I lived in his head rent-free. I think it was a little bit of that. And then also, I don't really know, actually. I don't really know. I heard he swore on the Bible that he was, I don't know, I saw that in my comments, that he swore on the Bible he
Saw
was
that
keeping.
too, but I don't know if that we were shown that. I definitely remember him having the conversation with Mickey, but yeah, I just was like, well, that's the one thing that you're gonna stick by. It was a little confusing, I think.
It was, yeah, I still have no idea. Don't really care because I beat him, so it's fine. But I don't know why he did that. Maybe to try to stir chaos in the house, potentially. But it didn't work because I just didn't care about the one vote, quite frankly. I was like 6-1.
That's
I'm
fine.
such a landslide. Yeah, I'm like, it's fine. So, but yeah, it definitely was around the house where people were like, I wonder who the one vote is. And people were trying to pin it on like Kelly or Lauren. But yeah, I'm not sure. That's a very good question.
People also want to know about, had Rachel not been eliminated, what was your end game plan? Did you want to go to the final five with the judges? And, how would you ideally have that would have worked, I guess, for you?
Definitely. So I would have loved for Rachel to stay. I was obviously, people saw I was extremely sad that she went home. I think I definitely would have still relied on her as a shield. I think at the end of the day, if her and I were ever on the block together, she would always go home over me just because she's such a huge target. And she was a more obvious threat of winning the game versus I was a more down low threat on purpose through my strategy. And so people didn't really see me winning the game, which really helped my game. I kind of just eliminated my threat level, but I definitely wouldn't have wanted to stick with the judges. No, I no offense. I would have not wanted to stick with the judges at all. Actually, probably after Lauren got out, I would have hoped that she would have gotten out kind of around that like 7-8 range, kind of around the time when she left, but maybe sooner would have been great just because Lauren was a huge threat in the game just because of her competition skills. If she was winning competition, she would have put me, Rachel Morgan, or Rachel Morgan on the block. And at the time, I definitely wanted Rachel Morgan and I specifically, and Will, to make it decently far. But at the end of the day, I love Rachel, but sitting next to her in a final two would be a $750,000 mistake. Same with, as much as I love Will, I knew with Will having Ava in the game, that would have been detrimental to my game. So unless Will or Ava got cut, I wouldn't have wanted to stick with judges because quite frankly, that's just too many duos. That would be Vince and Morgan, Ava and Will, plus Rachel and I. But I would have wanted players like Kelly or like even Keanu. I would have probably tried to attach to them towards the end of the game because Kelly's someone I definitely thought I could beat in the game. Sorry, Kelly, but she's someone I thought I could beat. So keep and she wasn't really strong at competitions outside of the blockbusters. So I would have wanted to stick with her to make it far to potentially have a final two with her. And then also Keanu. I think Keanu would have been an amazing shield. And Keanu is someone who's also very, very loyal if you're loyal to him. And so yes, I did cultivate that relationship like week 10, but that was obviously very late in the game. Had Rachel still been there, I definitely would have tried to stick with him to make it a little bit farther because he's a comp beast and I definitely think he would have pulled me off if I was ever on the block if he won a veto because he loved making big moves and so he would have wanted to force someone's hand to put a stronger player up, so I think that would have been my game plan, sticking with Kelly and Keanu, eliminating Lauren earlier on, eliminating like Ava probably early on as well to cut that tie with Will so Will's only loyal to me because I knew I was Will's number two, I wasn't stupid, so
No, that's smart.
that would have been my
That's great. Yeah, people want to know, oh, if Morgan, ended up taking you, cut Vince, like, how would you have changed, I guess, your argument at the end, or would you have changed it at all?
definitely. I would have for sure had to change my argument. I think I would have stuck with the enemies turning into allies thing and not used it as a dig towards my player, but just used it as more of a strength to my game because Morgan wasn't able to do that. I mean, Rachel wanted to cut her. You know, week five, or I'm sorry, week six, she wanted to cut her. Even after the veto was used, she still, or I'm sorry, up until the point the veto was used, she really wanted Morgan to go. And then once she realized, like a few hours before, that the veto was absolutely getting used, I was able to kind of twist it and get, you know, get her to see the value in keeping Morgan and having those numbers of two. And I also would have emphasized how a lot of Morgan's game, especially the first 9 weeks, I would say, revolves around Vinny. And I would definitely emphasize that although I was in a duo, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I have something in my
Oh, you're fine.
eye. Although I was in a duo, I never revolved my game around Rachel. I always was making other connections with people in the house. I was making my own decisions that were best for my game. I would have emphasized how, you know, she spent the first half of the game only connected to like Zach and Vinny. And she really didn't go outwards to like making those connections with other people. And so I would have really emphasized kind of her weaknesses in the game, which a lot of it was having Vinny goggles. And two, it was that also her social game. You know, yes, towards the end, we saw her dominating the competitions, but if she didn't dominate the competition, she would have gone home weeks before the finale. That's just the reality because a lot of people wanted her out. And then even stemming back to the first half of the game, you know, she didn't win a competition for 54 days, but you know, she was a target before day 54 by multiple people, Jimmy, Keanu, and Rachel, versus I was able to be a target in the beginning and never be a target again. I never went on the block for 9 weeks as an original nominee. So I really would have tried to emphasize her weaknesses. As strong of a player as she is, because I will give her her flowers. She's a comp beast. She ran a lot of Vinny's HOHs. I would say I still felt like I had some strengths, especially socially, over her, which were, you know, the first half of the game, and then also just my connections and my allies and being able to turn enemies into allies. She wasn't able to do that. You know, Keanu was still coming for her. Even after that HOH, he was still coming for her. He wanted her out because he wanted to split up Morgan and Vince, and he wanted Vince all to himself. So I would have really tried to, you know, emphasize her weaknesses in the game, and then, you know, showing how her weaknesses in the game were my strengths in the game. Like I was able to do this, this, and this. I was able to turn my enemies into allies, something that she couldn't do. I was able to not be a target for, you know, literally till week nine. And even then, I wasn't a target. I was instead used as a weapon to send either Vince or Mickey home. So I would have really tried to emphasize that and show how her weaknesses were my strengths in the game. But
Oh, okay, so you were ready to go.
I was ready to go. I was building counter arguments for both people if I was sitting next to you, because I really didn't know at the time. I was like, if Morgan wins, I feel like I've planted enough seeds where she'll take me. And I've really put in the work that week for her to take me. And you know, then I'm next to her, so I have to prepare. But I knew if I won, I knew I was taking Vince. So I knew I had to be ready for both because she was a comp beast. Let's be real. As much as I was focused and like was ready to play whatever it was, especially a mental competition, because there really weren't that many mental competitions this season. If the
True.
mental was mostly mixed with physical, you know, obviously my first veto was fully mental, but the rest of the vetoes that were, I didn't get picked to play in them. I only played in three vetoes by week 9 or 10. So I didn't really get the chance to have like those fully mental competitions. There was maybe like 2 HOHs outside of that that were mental. So I was ready, you know, for whatever it was, but Morgan's track record was absolutely amazing. I mean, she quite literally comped out. So I was like, she'll probably win this, but I'm going to give this my best go anyway. And it worked out. But yeah, I had to be prepared to sit next to her because the odds were looking like she was going to win that HOH. Yeah. Had to be prepared either way. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
For sure. And Ashley, I know you have to run because you have a lot of interviews to do. But if you ever play Big Brother again, do you think, you know, it's out there. The L word strategy is already out there. You're going to have to play a totally different game. Have you ever thought about that? I mean, it's only a week after the season, but.
No, that's a great question. I think I definitely would have to play a totally different game. I think I would still be very low key in the sense where I wouldn't be outwardly, you know, telling all the strike, like Kacer, obviously a phenomenal player, but he kind of showed his eggs in his basket to a lot of allies, which is kind of hard because if you're seen as the head of the snake, people want to chop the head first. So I definitely would not be outwardly really smart, really strategic, really strategizing. Obviously, I can't dumb myself down at that point, but I don't think I would show all my cards still. I think I would hold my cards closer to my chest. I think I would still, you know, have that strategy of being very insulated, having, you know, working with people not only in your alliance, but outside of your alliance, like having those numbers on the low. And I think I would also definitely still stick to my strategy of aligning with people who are really strong physical players, because not only are they great shields, but they can also become a great resource to you if you're on the block and they win a veto and then they take you down. Yeah. So I think I would still stick with the same strategy as far as like insulating myself, you know, around the house, sticking with comp beast, you know, and I think I would still stick with that. I think, yeah, the only thing that would change is dumbing myself down because now everybody knows I'm a lawyer and that I'm smart and all of those things. But socially, I think I would stick to my same social alliance strategy for sure.
Honestly, it makes sense. Totally. But yeah, Ashley, I know you got to run. Thank you so much for doing this. And again, I hope you're, you know, basking in your win. So
thank you so much, Sharon. It's so good seeing you again too. I was like, I know her.
Yeah. We'll talk soon. But have a good one.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.